Near the end of 2016, the carrier story went big. Donald Trump came to Indianapolis announcing he helped save hundreds of the company's jobs from leaving the country. 1 mile away, workers at the Rexnord plant watched with mixed emotions. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Drew Dodlin reports, the 300 men and women losing their jobs at Rexnord are facing a harsh reality familiar to millions of working-class Americans.
I mean, this truly is the calm before the storm, because that storm is coming, and it'll be here in just a few weeks for 300 people.
Tim Mathis makes a daily one-hour trip to work at a ball bearings factory on the west side of Indianapolis. He's about to lose his job because the factory, run by Rexnord Corporation, is moving to Monterrey, Mexico. The average salary the company pays its workers will drop from about $25 an hour to about $3 an hour. Mathis says things have been tense at the plant.
Is Rexnord a patriotic, good American citizen? Absolutely not. Not in my opinion. In my opinion, they've committed the ultimate act of betrayal.
Mathis is 51, and he's been through this before, so he knows what's coming. He worked at a factory in Greensburg until his job there was shipped overseas. He says closings like these have deep, far-reaching consequences.
I mean, one day you're going to hear, did you hear about Joe? Joe lost his home. And, you know, before long you're going to hear about somebody else whose wife divorced him. And then you're going to hear about somebody else that took his life.
I met Mathis at Sully's Bar and Grill. We can see the carrier plant across the street. That's the factory Donald Trump often brought up at campaign rallies and during the first presidential debate when he promised to incentivize companies to stay in America.
All you have to do is take a look at Carrier Air Conditioning in Indianapolis. They left, fired 1,400 people. They're going to Mexico. So many hundreds and hundreds of companies are doing this. We cannot let it happen.
Months later, Trump partially followed through on his promise when Carrier announced that his influence kept hundreds of jobs from leaving. Mathis says it was bittersweet to watch the story unfold.
We were ecstatic. We were happy for the people of Carrier. We were hopeful for ourselves. We were hopeful for all the workers in America, all the people that are losing their jobs.
The Rexnord workers are losing their jobs, but they still don't know when. Mathis can't take a new job without knowing when his old one will end. And if he quits early, he'll lose his severance package, 1 week's pay for each of the 12 years he's spent working at the plant.
For myself and my family, we're going to need that money to move forward.
There are programs in place to help workers laid off as a result of foreign trade, namely the Trade Adjustment Assistance Program that helps them get certified for new types of jobs. Mathis doesn't know yet if he'll use it, but for him, getting a job isn't the problem. The challenge is getting a job that pays the salary he's used to and learning new skills at an age when most people hope to be a career veteran.
Once again, we start over. The older you get, to start over, the harder it gets.
The U.S. lost 5 million manufacturing jobs between 2000 and 2014, according to the Economic Policy Institute. The reasons behind that trend are a whole nother story, but Mathis, like President Trump, blames trade deals like NAFTA for what's happened to him.
Our lawmakers have to be able to see this. They're the ones that have to stop the bleeding. It's got to stop. At some point, if it continues, where do we work? Where do our kids work?
He says young workers will have to fight for better trade laws, or these kinds of high-paying manufacturing jobs could be a thing of the past. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Drew Dodlin in Indianapolis.